I've seen a lot of stuff, and you've seen it on air when I called Trump will announce he's a winner at 127. I said, God told me he announces 127 before I was four. It happened exactly as that. It's just God showing you. This is God's signature here. But James Williams, Dark Waters host, you wanted to finish up on this. I want to get into this alien disclosure coming up next segment, but you got the floor. Go ahead.
You know, I wanted to say this. Like, when we think about what's going on with the president, we need to go back to 2 Corinthians. Watch this. I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 10, 3-6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war in the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the God to pulling down the strongholds, casting down imaginations, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now watch this. Everybody knows that part about the scripture, but watch this. But here's the part people always leave off. In having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. There's a certain level of obedience that we need to meet, and then there's revenge. And so this is why I'm telling everyone, I'm calling for the fast. I'm asking J.D. Vance and those people in power to call for a fast for the president. You can do it in your White House. It'd be better if you include the whole...
Why is the fast? I guess because it pulls you away from the world to have less of it in you. Right? Why does it work so well?
Yeah, well, because it's our, as Christians, it's our sacrifice. Our sacrifices are fasting, Thanksgiving, praise. It's our sacrifice that we made. If we, for witches, it's cutting a chicken's head or cutting a bull's head. For us, we are the living sacrifices. So when we fast, we make a living sacrifice. And think about this. Every time in the Bible, there was a sacrifice that was made, there was fire that met the altar. Elijah against the priest of Baal. And when
called down the fire.
He called down the fire. So you need to call down fire in the White House, ladies and gentlemen. You need to call. And I'm going to say this.
Pray for the Holy Spirit fired at the White House right now.
We just did it. We did it earlier. We did it. Trust me, we did it. Watch this, Alex. The disturbing thing is when you look at the judgments that's coming out, everything that's playing out is also pointing to the spiritual advisors of the president. And I'm gonna say it, Lord. The spiritual advisors of the president should have called for this fast. So for you guys who have been put in the position of a spiritual advisor to the throne of power, please do your job. It ain't about you. It ain't about your nonprofit. It's about you doing your job and protecting the president. Period. Point blank, period. Or else there are going to be some new advisors coming in. Because this, we shouldn't have gotten to this point. We shouldn't have gotten to this point where our president's mind has been captured and mind has been influenced, where he's not sleeping and his sleep gates are being attacked. You want to switch to aliens now? Because that's the last thing the Lord wants.
Well, let's do it next segment. But just think about how God works. Months ago, this guy makes a battle axe, holds back, doesn't want to do it. His son says, mail it right now. It's a message to fight. I read it. It's a message from God. I'm sending this as a message from God. It arrives literally as you come on 10 minutes before. They bring it in. The guy brings it, doesn't even know what's going on. Here's a battle axe. And Rob Dew's like, what are you talking about? This battle axe just arrived. Right as you come on. I mean, you can't make that up. And then it says it's a message from God. God said, make this as a message to you.
Yep. That's because we are the Lord's battle axe.
It even came with a note from God working through this guy. The Holy Spirit really had this guy write this.
And overhead shot of that. Everything, God functions through men in this earth.
You've always explained that. You were waiting for God. God's working through us. Let's do it.
He's working through us. And so we are in partnership with him. So there's two things that Christians need to understand that we need to understand. We have a kingship and we have a priesthood. Revelations 1:6 says, for he has made us kings and priests unto God. And so there's priesthood where you pray to God and you service the altar to God, where you daily saying, Lord, I love you, I bless you, I praise you, and you're communing with him. Then there's kingship in which you walk in. So kingship is your walk where you do things in this earth, where you partner with God to show people his might, his power, his glory to save people. And so, for example, men like you are functioning kingship and priesthood. So you got congressmen, senators, all these other people calling you. That's because you have a strong kingship. President Trump has probably the strongest kingship we've ever seen from a Christian man.
My concern, he has to exercise it. Back in 60 seconds, I'll finish up on this. And then what's going on with the announced alien invasion? Stay with us.
We have two new products at theoliveshowstore.com that are guaranteed to work and deliver healthy results.
One is Ultimate Energy. It's very simple. High-quality fusion of organic caffeine that is time-released, then with a very strong dose of high-quality L-theanine that relaxes you and gives you clarity and focus. A lot of people take it for tests. They also take caffeine. You take the two together, it gives you smooth, continual release energy for up to 10 hours. A fabulous product, Ultimate Energy. And then, when it's nighttime and it's time to chill, Ultimate Chill, a big dose of L-theanine and a big dose of ashwagandha root that gives you rest, relaxation, and better, deeper sleep. That's also great for your immune system and your whole body. Good, clean energy and good, clean sleep. These two products together are amazing, and they're now available at thealexjonesstore.com. While you're there, get the ultramethylene blue, get our incredible iodine, T3, bovine colostrum, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide and taking the globalist on head on.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
So about 5-6 days ago, I told my producers, hey, I want to get James Williams Dark Waters on, talk about all these announcements of alien-human hybrids in Congress and four alien species here, and all. He was doing some reports on it like 8-9 years ago. So I thought, we get this guy on. He predicted it all. And then about an hour before the show, he sends a list of things to look at. I was busy, didn't look at it. And I open it up to my producers right before he comes on. I go, we're talking about aliens. What's this thing about God's battle axe and your God's battle axe? I was like, all right, well, and we shouldn't abandon Trump. I'm like, well, I want to hear that message. I respect him. Let's do it. And then literally I talked to the producers. A FedEx arrives right as he's here. And the guy that picked it up wasn't watching the show and comes over to Rob Dew, who's the news director, right through the wall right there. While Rob's watching the show about battle axes, God's battle axe, and hands him a battle axe. Show an overhead shot of that. Made in Oklahoma by a man who made it months ago and said, God, you know, told him to do this, and then he was waiting to say it was a message from God. His son finally said, just send it. And he said, God told me this was for you and a message about what you were supposed to do and to give you strength. And I'd show you the letter, but it's got his address and stuff on it. We'll have to blur that out and put this up later in a text. But he said, God told me this is a message to you that you need right now. This is so prophetic. Not only did it arrive when it was already made months ago, shipped out before this guy was even set up for the show, he brings up this whole thing about battle axes and how God, Trump is God's battle axe, and then it magically shows up right at my desk, right as he's talking about it. This is prophetic. This is how God works. Pat, call you pastor. I would call you a pastor. But James Williams, just finishing up with this, let's shift gears into this so-called alien invasion.
Yeah, I'm fine. Let's shift gears to alien invasion. So,
well, just finish up on why this is so prophetic, because you were making...
Oh, I'm sorry. It's so prophetic because that's how God answers. God weighs into equations into the lives of men, and he wanted to send a message.
He works in mysterious ways.
Was ordained by him. That's him saying, no, I ordained this conversation. Here comes the battle axe. Something that cannot happen. It can't happen.
You didn't tell us you were
going to... Just in case y'all don't believe what's being said.
When did you send that battle axe stuff, like an hour before? I mean, it just magically like appears right as you're talking about it.
Oh, no, it's more to that. Before I come on the show, I'm sitting there and say, God, what do you want me to do? He said, I want you to give him the scriptures and send them everything that you're going to talk about. And I was like, you sure I need to do that? And send it to him. And then I have one thing. He said, no, give the scriptures on it.
Yeah, because you didn't do that last time.
Yeah, I didn't, right? But that's what he told me to do. He's like, give him the scriptures. And I was like, okay, gave him scripture. And I shot it off to my producer. My producer shot it off to your producer. And I'm like, okay. And then he was like, now go sit down and relax and get ready to go. So I, you know, then I sat down. I had a different shirt on. He said, no, go put on your sports jacket in a white shirt. I said, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right. Because my thing is, ladies and gentlemen, God will speak to you. If you pray to him, if you
in
talk
fact,
to
you
him.
You rarely wear a sports jacket. I guess God wanted this to be a special day.
He said, put on the jacket, put on the shirt. He never says that. Be like, what you, because I'll say, Lord, what do you want me to wear? Whatever you want to wear. Okay, cool. But there's a level of intimacy, and you can achieve that intimacy by praying to God. Let me add this to the audience. If you watch Jesus Christ's life and you actually study Jesus Christ's life in the Bible and think of him as the pattern for how we're supposed to behave, you notice there were times a day when Jesus prayed. If you just grab one of the same times a day that Jesus prayed, and then walk in the shoes of Jesus by praying at that same time every day, you're going to experience intimacy with the Lord over and over and over and over again. You're going to go through the phase where you start hearing from the Lord. Then you're going to move to the next phase where he just starts to deal with things ahead of time for you. He starts to endorse you. He starts to fight your battles for you. He starts to ensure that you have victories. But it's based on intimacy. It's not based on being a C&E Christian when you go to church.
That's why it's described as the bride and the groom. It's very intimate.
Yes. Yes. You are the bride. Yes, absolutely. And there's so many dimensions of our God that are beautiful that people never explore him. Like the biggest problem I have with aliens is the
doctrine. Let's start getting into that, because I agree with your analysis of this. And I'm 10 years ago on Rogan saying it's not from a foreign space, it's interdimensional. And I knew from the document they were doing animal-human hybrids. I talked to whistleblowers. They're now admitting all that. Why are they disclosing it now?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Only reason why I can think they're disclosing this now is because they have a fake alien invasion that's been programmed, and they're ready to do it. That's the only thing that makes sense.
And you said that 10 years ago. I've seen your reports.
Yeah, the documents are there where you know that they tried to pass a law in Congress to stop them from making human-animal chimeras. And it never passed in the Congress and the Senate. So they're already doing it. It's not like, and it's documented they've been making human-animal chimeras. They tried to stop them from doing it. So, okay, someone can sit there and say, oh, well, I saw a gray alien. Well, you don't know what in the world you saw. That you saw something that came from a lab somewhere.
Could be somebody in a suit, could be a lab, but they admit it's going on. So let's play a clip of Matt Gaetz a few weeks ago saying the Army comes and briefs him. They're humans and aliens being bred together. And you're saying, is that what my intel is? No, it's insect, human, it's all the same. It's new creatures. They are alien, but not from a distant star system. Here's a clip.
I think the most important information will be the biologics that are not human that have been discovered. And like even some of the briefings that aren't classified just need to be out in the public. I mean, I had someone come and brief me who was in a military uniform, worked for the United States Army, that was briefing me on the locations of hybrid breeding programs where captured aliens were breeding with humans to create some hybrid race that could engage in intergalactic communication. An actual uniformed member of the United States Army briefed me on that.
Non-human biologics, interracial alien mating? What the F is going on? Look, wait a second. You had whistleblowers tell you this kind of thing? Can you please unpack
that?
Yeah,
I had a guy who was uniform.
All right, let's stop there. Then they asked Tim Burchett about it last week, and he said, yeah, it's true, but I can't tell you. It's classified. Now, how do we know they're being a disinfo? The point is, why is this coming out now? That here I am 10 years ago on Joe Rogan explaining this to him. Here's a clip.
It was once considered a conspiracy theory.
Mysterious brain.
So what I'm telling you is China has no rules. 20 years ago, they had cows that produced human milk. 20 years ago, they had spiders that produced body armor, spider guts. They have human-animal hybrids 30 years ago. They've got giant human tissue farms. You know, you hear, oh, your Achilles is torn. We've got a grown in a lab, a tendon. It's not a frickin' tendon grown in a lab. It's a frickin' deal, a humanoid. These aren't humans. The way they get around it is they make
them. Wait a minute. We're saying so many things. Listen, I love you to death, but you say so many different things.
Humanoids are real.
I believe they are. But you say so many different things without stopping. It's hard
because
for
I'm reporting to the government agency, so they'll listen and investigate. I'm decompartmentalizing.
Okay,
but this will be studied for years.
So what?
No, what I'm telling
you
is,
Joe. Yes,
it was in MIT Quarterly 25 years ago that they had human-animal embryos, but they killed them at the embryonic level. You can pull it up. They've got humanoids.
I believe this. I mean, look, they've already used CRISPR to enhance children
with higher intelligence.
Yes,
I want to talk about human-animal hybrids and humanoids because, Joe, why has it got to be a humanoid?
Why?
Because if you make it a few percentage points another animal or another creature, it's a gray area. There's no human rights. You have an animal rights movement. You have a human rights movement. There's no alien movement. Right. Aliens are real. They're creating human-animal hybrids that are a new creature, never here on Earth. It's alien.
This is it. Human stem cells being injected into a pig's embryo. For the first time, scientists are seeing how our cells grow and interact inside an animal.
Scientists in the United States recently tried creating the world's first human monkey chimera. I'm going to repeat that so that it registers. American scientists injected human cells into the embryo of a monkey.
China's already doing it, announcing in April that an international team successfully grew human monkey embryos and sustained them for 20 days in a lab. The only question is, what will they do next?
U.S. and Chinese scientists have implanted human cells into monkey embryos.
Yesterday, the Senate passed the Endless Frontier Act, a bill that commits nearly $250 billion to promote emerging technologies so that America can keep pace with Chinese innovation.
In simple terms, they created embryos that were part monkey and part human.
Chimeric research is a Pandora's box that's obviously from hell that should not be opened.
Then we create human-animal chimeras with perhaps human neurons in their brains. And that raises a lot of ethical issues because what looks
like it's all been
like
done. This is, they're telling you something 50 years old. So Dark Waters, James Williams, what's this really all about?
It's about the fact that the Book of Revelations, everything that you see in the Book of Revelations, they're mimicking what you see.
As the day and as Noah, so will be in the time of the Antichrist.
Right. So you're talking about the Genesis 6 narrative. The Genesis 6 narrative is about there being aliens and human hybrids and giants and all of those different things. But where we find ourselves right now is in a unique situation where they've been doing experiments outside of the United States of America because they don't want in America. There's laws that they can fight against it. In China and Peru and all these different places, they are doing experiments that will blow your mind. And like Alex was saying, we're talking about 25 years ago they was doing this stuff. So when you see, when you combine the modern technology that they've got from off the world into dimensional beings through DMT trips and having meetings in DMT cutting deals with demons, because that's what it is. And then you combine that with genetically modified humanoids. Alex, let me ask you a question. How much of our DNA needs to be edited for us not to be a human again?
Any of it.
Exactly. So when they say non-human biologics, if it's been edited 0.01257%, that's not human. So when the thing about the congressmen and the senators and those people are getting this information, they don't really have the background to really understand what's being said to them. So if you genetically modify a human being in any way, shape, or form, that's a non-human biological. So if you, the further you genetically splice and change and use CRISPR gene editing on these entities and move them away from the original man, which God made. There was a video that came out when with the World Economic Forum people talking, and I covered it in one of my late night videos, and they were talking about what's the difference between the God man, the Jesus Christ man, and the new man, which is the one that they're gene editing and changing. And the people were saying, well, we're making the new man like God. And so you are watching Genesis 6, the Book of Enoch play out all over again right in front of you. And then it goes to a higher level because the Satan wants to dominate us in this realm. And what's the best thing? What was the thing that Satan hated? He hated the fact that God made us in his image and his likeness. What is everything going on right now, ladies and gentlemen? It's about changing the image and likeness of men. If I'm not mistaken, there was a book that came out called The Changing Images of Man. I made it 20, 30 years ago. What they were talking about, they was going to make every boy a girl and every girl a boy. They were going to make people more promiscuous.
Yeah, they're getting this used to and saying a man can be a girl and all that. So we accept the transhumanism. And so this is, it just says, for those who don't know, in the Old Testament, in Genesis, about this, and this is why God destroyed life on earth.
Yes, it's why he destroyed life on earth. And, you know, the dangerous thing about this is all these things have become their own form of religion. And so you'll find a huge segment of the population that understand this, but they don't understand the larger role that it plays in their life because they've studied aliens. They study UFOs. They can tell you about the four or five different type of races. They can tell you about the intergalactical entities, but they can't explain to you how that relates to the dominion that you've been given as a Christian through Jesus Christ. We have been given dominion over this territory. God said, let us make man in our image and give him dominion. Let them have dominion. You are a dominion. You are a ruler in this territory.
We have the deed, but the devil is literally an alien that gets us to splice up and no longer be a copy, not God, but little g in the image of God. And if we give up that genetic bill of rights, that genetic deed, then we've sold out because we're no longer what God made.
Exactly. And then Jesus Christ came and died to give us that same authority and dominion back. And then now we're just handing it over willy-nilly again. Because people don't know that this is stuff that you should contest against and contend against. Alex, you know, when I did my research.
We have to fight for our birthright.
We have to fight for our birthright. Yes. We have to. It's really, we have to stand in the victory that's been established by Jesus Christ, because we fight from a place of victory. We don't fight from a place of loss. That's one of the problems that we have, is it's like, oh, we're losing. No, we have victory over them. We need to enforce that victory over them through Jesus Christ, with the help of the Holy Spirit, with the divine knowledge of our God.
Even though God gave us all these Bibles and the truth, they cut out the other books. They lie to us. People have their minds wiped. Well, we have to rediscover who we are.
Yes, we have to rediscover who we are in Christ. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know how they have like a cat that's getting distracted by different lights on the wall? You know, these like a little
laser light
beam that's got laser lights. It's like people are being treated like cats being distracted by a laser light. But the enemy is right there in front of you. The enemy is an interdimensional being that's been here for a long time, that sits outside of space and time, that has a level of understanding that the Bible says the devil goes a-roaring, walks around like a roaring lion seeking who he can devour. And you just need to make sure you're not one of those people that he can devour. And how do we do this? By having the knowledge and understanding of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, what he's done for us.
By people perish for lack of knowledge.
The power we have. Yes. And so people, this system wants you to have the knowledge of UFOs and aliens. That's fine. I think it's perfect. I have a lot of knowledge of UFOs and aliens. But you have to balance that off with the knowledge of the kingdom that you're a part of. You are a part of the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It has to be balanced, and it has to be interpreted from that lens of his kingdom. Because if you interpret it from any other lens, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be deceived. So, for example, there's the doctrine of the rapture. What about the fake rapture that they're going to do? Why do you think they're rolling out all the UFO aliens devices and all the crazy stuff flying in the sky? Wait till they start picking up Muslims and picking up Hindus and be like, oh, my God, all these people just disappeared. They were gone. What do you think the average Christian going to do? Because they don't understand the doctrines of the Bible. They're going to freak out. That's why the Bible talks about the Antichrist coming and everyone being fooled, because they haven't come to the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They haven't studied the Word of God, because for some reason we've been convinced that when we go into the Word of God, it won't lead us into all these things. The Holy Spirit leads us into all knowledge and understanding. So he'll lead you to where you want to go. He just wants to partner with you while you're on your way there, ladies and gentlemen.
It really is incredible. What would you call this period we're in right now?
We'll call it the fourth turning or the great awakening. And there's contention. There's people contending for the minds of everybody as we go through this great awakening. And that's what we're looking at. We're looking at the battle or the warfare for everyone's mind. And InfoWars is like the perfect phrase to encapsulate it, because it's the war for everybody's mind.
And the soul. So before you went live, you said, I said, look, defend Trump because I want him to get back. And you said, no, that's your job as a watchman to do that. People misinterpret that. Exactly. I want to get him back on track. And when we did it, he starts getting back on track. Can you explain that? Why some people think you're just supposed to do whatever his advisors or the bad guys around him are saying. Well, there's a bunch of good people too. So what should we be doing?
As a watchman, it is your job as the watchman that the Lord has positioned you on the wall. You've been there. You've been calling out threats. You called out external threats prior to this, right? This was an internal threat. And we know that the internal threat was a certain group of people that went into the White House. We watched them pull up to the White House day in and day out. We know it was an internal threat. So you started ringing alarm about the internal threat. The problem is, ladies and gentlemen, when the average individual sees someone ringing the alarm bell, they have this cult of personality mindset where it's like, oh, well, he's attacking Donald Trump. Well, sometimes you need to tell the king, hey, king, you done lost your mind. King, you tripping. We need you to get it together. And the people around him have to push through that. If you love him and you want to actually serve him, you're going to tell him the truth. He's going to get mad. If everybody commits to, I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Jesus Christ is the truth. I'm telling you the truth. I can't lie to you, Mr. President. This is this. He gets mad. Well, next person, I'm telling you the truth. By the time he gets through 8-9 people telling him the truth, he'll be like, all right, what the hell didn't happen in here? What's going on? But you're going to have to be truthful with the man. If you love him and you're there to serve him, you have to be truthful with him. And then let the Lord deal with the rest of it, because he's God's anointed. And that's what we have to do. We can't get our feelings hurt because he says mean things. We can't get our feelings hurt because he sent a tweet out on Easter where he was actually on some Elijah type stuff when Elijah was against the priests of Baal on Mount Carmel. He was like, well, where's your God? Is he in the privy? When I read it, I bust out laughing because I said, this dude is wild. I'm going to blow you up. Allah Akbar. I was like, dang, Donald, you wilding out. So you not only you tell him you're going to throw him up, blow him up, but you teasing a God, saying he can't stop you from me from blowing you up. But people don't see it that way. They saw it as,
let's
oh, my God,
this.
Donald said something
Let's end
mean.
With this. You got to come back the next week. Because you, I'm not mad at you. You kind of moved on from it, which I'm not saying it's bad. But I had you on about the aliens right before you send a list and look at it. I'm like, what's this about? God's a battle axe, and we got to, okay. Well, I go, let's go there then, because I want to hear a defense of Trump. I mean, I need that. And then you're like, you're a battle axe, I'm a battle axe, but we have to, Trump's our battle axe, we got to fight over the weapon. And then literally FedEx pulls up right when you're on. They walk in with a letter saying, God told me to make you this battle axe and send it to you as a message to keep fighting. I mean, show the battle axe, folks. That is incredible. This is one of the most incredible things ever. I mean, this, I've never been sent a battle axe. Magically, you're set up 4 days ago. I had no idea you were going to be talking about this. You send notes right before. FedEx arrives right when you come on. They walk in. The guy got it, didn't even know I was talking about it. And then the letter says it's a message from God to keep going. I mean, literally, God just sent us a note.
Yeah, he did. He did. I'd be happy to come back on with you next week to discuss whatever you want to discuss.
But what do you make of this again? Just elaborating, because I'm just dumbfounded. God smacked.
I just think it's God's way of endorsing the conversation and sending a message that, hey, this needs to be listened to. Alex needs to be listened to. What James is saying needs to be listened to. I'm endorsing this conversation that they're having. And he did it in a manner in which nobody can sit there and say, oh, it's fake. I don't know the guy's name on the letter. You don't know the guy's name on the letter. And then the guy wrote inside of his letter. Now, it would be great if you call the guy. Have somebody call him and bring him on.
That's a great idea. Scott,
have somebody
get this fellow on tomorrow. Or next week. Yeah,
let's get that guy on and see what, from his perspective, what happened and what the Lord told him. And what I like about it is you get the people get to witness how the Lord moves and how he is involved in the affairs of men. He's not this distant guy that don't care what's going on in your life. And that's why I love him. That's why I serve him.
We got a minute
and
a half left. Lead us in a prayer for Trump's defense and Trump's awakening, defending from these evil people around him, and we take back control through the Holy Spirit. That God gets back control of Trump. He gets back under God's control.
Sure, let's hit it real quick. Lord, we thank you and plead the blood of Jesus Christ over sin, iniquity, and transgression that speak against us into the courts of heaven. And Lord, we honor you because you are our God. You are our rock and our strong tower. You are our deliverer. Lord, let me say a quick prayer for the InfoWars crew. Lord, as Alex Jones is the head of the InfoWars crew, Lord, I ask that you give him rest. And Lord, any wicked spirits that have attached to him or gleamed onto him because of the stress and anxiety that have hit him, Lord, your word says, be ye anxious for nothing, but in all things through prayer and supplication, make your requests known to the Lord. Lord, I ask that every request and prayer that the InfoWars crew and its members have made unto you, Lord, we ask that according to scripture, you answer those prayers. Lord, the spirit of, what is that? The spirit of alcoholism, Lord, that's trying to attack each and every person in that building, like it's outside of the building. Lord, spirit, we bind you now in the name of Jesus Christ and command you to depart. And Lord, we ask that in that space where that spirit is making that attack on them, Lord, we ask that you fill that space with Holy Ghost fire. In fact, Lord, we ask that Holy Ghost fire descend around that building now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for President Donald Trump, which I did earlier. But Lord, let's pray for J.D. Vance, the vice president. Lord, we pray for J.D. Vance, a man who knows the word of God, a man who's been studying
the
word of God.
Amen to that. James Williams, we'll talk to you soon. Dark Waters, we'll talk to you soon. God bless you. Powerful.
Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal, so that you get it, and you like it, and you want to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into, and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors, because they really work, and I'll tell you what they are. Well, Bigley, our sponsor, has a really high-quality, private-label, top-selling brand that we were able to private-label we're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis. But not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high quality zeolite. Please do your own research and then go to theoliveshowstore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding, eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Enter Zeolite Detox Defense, advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bolivine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this Zeolite Detox Formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners, the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit thealexjonesstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber, lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time, so all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs, cancel any time, $30 a month, get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your Zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, way out west, southwest, down in Texas, there's this fella I want to tell you about, fella by the name of Alex Jones. At least, that was the handle his freedom-loving parents gave him, and he made pretty good use of it himself. This Alex Jones, well, he's a straight shooter. He calls himself an info warrior, a globalist killer, even a goblin slayer. He's a truth bomber, dropping nukes of knowledge across radio waves, television sets, and all over the World Wide Web. Many have tried to stop him, shut him up, or silence him, but it never quite worked out. Not for a man like him.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
He's a real Paul Revere of the 21st century. A truth teller. Hell, even more honest than old honest Abe Lincoln. That's Alex Jones.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
There's a lot about the man that didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Not until I tuned into InfoWars, that is. Then things started to become clear.
Are you going to find these guys? Or, you have any promising leads?
Leads? Yeah, sure. I'll just check with the boys down at the crime lab. They got four more detectives working on the case. They got us working in shifts. Leads.
Now, this story that's about to unfold, well, it started back just about the time the Twin Towers in Building 7 collapsed.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
I only mention it because, well, sometimes there's a man. I won't say hero because what's a hero? But sometimes there's a man. And I'm talking about Alex Jones here. Sometimes there's a man. Well, he's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's... ah, hell. I've done introduced him enough.
All right, we've got massive news on declassifications of the CIA, exactly as Jesse Beltran 3 months ago was saying on air concerning implantable nanotech microchips. It's coming out in Congress and more. We have the director of Died Suddenly here with us as well. This is so important. I got him to come to town. There was for the next hour and a half, but they understand what's about to happen right now first. So I get up from the last incredible interview, and I see Melania Trump with a press conference from the White House that she never knew Jeffrey Epstein, because they know the emails are coming out where she just sent an email back with a polite response back to Ghislaine Maxwell. But I told you a year ago from my sources that they were going to try to smear Melania Trump and say she was a prostitute that worked for Epstein and that worked for one of his modeling agencies. But we already checked that 10 years ago before I endorsed Trump. It wasn't true. But Trump was so mad about them planning this that he then went along with Howard Lutnick and others. The fact that without Trump, it's being reported, she went out and did this is she's heading him off at the pass. So you ask why they're controlling Trump? We are breaking the strongholds of the enemy right now. This is so important. This is so massive. So let's go to her press conference. She started a few minutes ago. Let's go to her press conference. Started just a few minutes ago. With her heading this off at the pass, they could stop blackmailing her husband with these made-up allegations. Here it is.
Here's the First Lady, Melania Trump.
With the disgraceful Jeffrey Epstein.
No one knew this was coming.
Need to end today. The individuals lying about me are devoid of ethical standards, humility, and respect. I do not object to their ignorance, but rather I reject their mean-spirited attempts to defame my reputation. I never been friends with Epstein. Donald and I were invited to the same parties as Epstein from time to time, since overlapping in social circles is common in New York City and Palm Beach. To be clear, I never had a relationship with Epstein or his accomplice, Maxwell. My email reply to Maxwell cannot be categorized as anything more than casual correspondence. My polite reply to her email doesn't amount to anything more than a tribal note.
She's literally heading him off at the pass to stop blackmailing Donald.
I am not Epstein's victim. Epstein did not introduce me to Donald Trump. I met my husband by chance.
Again.
At the New York City party in 1998.
What did I say a year ago? They're saying he introduced her to him.
This initial encounter with my husband is documented in a detail in my book, Melania. The first time I crossed paths with Epstein was in the year 2000 at an event Donald and I attended together. At the time, I had never met Epstein and had no knowledge of his criminal undertakings.
And it is being reported she did this on her own. Trump didn't even know this was about to happen.
Numerous
this is just boom. She's heading him off the pass, so it ends.
and statements about Epstein and me have been circulating on social media for years now. Be cautious about what you believe. These images and stories are completely false. I'm not a witness or a name witness in connection with any of Epstein's crimes. My name has never appeared in court documents, depositions, victim statements.
I literally said 6 months ago she needs to go public like this.
Interviews surrounding the Epstein matter.
You're about to see major change from Trump back to the right path.
I have never had any knowledge of Epstein abuse of his victims. I was never involved in any capacity.
So they had to take this head on.
I was not a participant, was never on Epstein's plane, and never visited his private island.
Which is true, Ronald.
I have never been legally accused or convinced of a crime.
Turn this mic on.
In connection with Epstein's sex trafficking, abuse of minors, and other repulsive behavior. The false smears about me from mean-spirited and politically motivated individuals and entities looking to cause damage to my good name, to gain financially and climb politically, must stop. My attorneys and I have fought these unfound and baseless lies with success and will continue to maintain my sound reputation without hesitation. To date, several individuals and companies have been legally obligated to publicly apologize and retract their lies about me, such as Daily Beast, James Carville, and HarperCollins UK. Now is the time for Congress to act. Epstein was not alone. Several prominent male executives resigned from their powerful positions.
Like Melinda Gates breaking with Bill. She's letting Trump know she's not going down the ship. This is big.
Of course, this doesn't amount to guilt, but we still must work openly and transparently to uncover the truth. I call on Congress to provide the women who have been victimized by Epstein with a public hearing.
I told everyone that it was all going down. The White House is in total disarray.
Good for her.
Give these victims their opportunity to testify under oath in front of Congress with the power of sworn testimony.
Each and every hydrogen bomb going off.
Should have her day to tell her story in public if she wishes. And then
by doing
this,
she's publicly saying the Epstein scandal is not over.
Exactly. She's contradicting Donald that it's over. Record. She's not going to let him wreck all this to protect her. She didn't do anything.
And only then.
She's looking out for Barron. Trying to protect Barron's legacy.
Thank you.
Wow. I mean, this is real world. Truth is stranger than fiction. Because before I endorsed Trump, we already knew about the rumors. I checked it all, everything. There was nothing, obviously. But then we knew they were blackmailing with the false claims. They did it 10 years ago that she was a hooker, worked for him. That was disproven. And but Trump was just like, I'm done. Of course, her socialites, her photographed parties. Jesse Beltran, we got Edward Zoll, a maker of Died Suddenly, Part 2 coming out soon. This is epic history. You just witnessed it. Jesse, your take on this.
It needs to happen. The world needs transparency right now. And we need to take down all of these horrific individuals in leadership and the elites that have been basically traumatizing not only children and women, but the entire globe. I covered this in 2010 when I used to be on Ren's radio, and we were already disclosing what was happening to the children by the elites, particularly in the UK. So I'm happy to see this.
The UK's with the mothership.
Correct.
Wow, but you could see this. That Trump didn't know this was coming. Edward Zoll, this is massive.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, look, Melania Trump has sided with victims. She's sided with humanity. For Melania, she's always said she's her own brand. And today, by doing this, she's basically made a message saying, I'm going to protect Barron, my son, and don't call me a whore, don't call me a hooker. I will be known as the person that took a stand.
And I'm going to sue all your asses.
Exactly. I'll sue you into oblivion. She's not going down with the ship, as you said. More, she's starting a new path, a new ship, the ship of truth, the ship of...
And that's all because Trump went crazy. Wow, this is such good news. Wow. I literally said, have the archives fight. I'm trying to brag. Like 6 months ago, she needs to go public on her own because we know it's not true. We even looked at modeling agents. They say she worked. It wasn't true. It's made up. But it's, so just don't put up with this.
Absolutely.
You got to meet it head on.
Yeah. I'm.
And you don't want to defend yourself. There's stuff about me every day that's not true. But because it doesn't become a big story, I don't defend it. But it was huge like this. I would say that's not true.
Correct. Yeah. She's doing what any strong, intelligent woman would do. And she did it with class and finesse. And that's what's just amazing about watching this.
It's Howard Lutnick. He's a guy.
Yeah.
He's been on the island. He's hung out with Epstein.
I did as a test, like, again, 6 months ago. I just said one thing about Lutnick, saying I bet he's the Epstein guy. Immediate calls from the high-level White House. It's off record, so I don't say it. And the questions are, what do you want? And I said the truth and hung up on him. So yeah, I was like, oh, I hit the nail right there, you know. And, of course, I said I think it's going to be Lutnick after that even more. Of course, it was.
Wow.
Yeah. If you play games, White House, I'll name names. So watch out. So we just saw something historic. I'm processing this right now.
But she won't be the last one to come forward.
Yeah.
Think about it. What Melania Trump just did, she signaled to everybody who knows where the bodies are.
The dam just broke.
The dam just broke. Come forward. If I can do it, I can literally order the White House to set up a press conference.
There's your headline. Put it out as soon as you grab the video. Global bombshell. Melania Trump just broke the Epstein dam cover-up. Just called for full disclosure.
Yep.
Victims testify to Congress. She just joined Elon Musk from 8 months ago.
Yeah. Well, let's hope the truth prevails and we start to see accountability. And I think that's what everyone's hoping for.
What about the tie together, similar to Melinda French, Melinda Gates leaving Bill over the Epstein?
Yeah, well, it's interesting you say that because we're about to drop another bombshell today.
But you just interviewed a high-level MI6 individual.
Yes. That led into another whistleblower coming forward. I don't know if you've heard of the name Dr. Jack Cruz. He's a neurosurgeon.
Let's start with why you're here. It's all declassified. You've been talking about it. More's coming out just as you were on 3 months ago, that they have nanotech in the shots, everything, CIA declassifications. We're an electrochemical crystal. They're trying to poison it to control us. Project Artichoke through vaccines, poisoning our connection to God. CIA reports from the 60s. And 70s, that they're trying to block our connection to God because we're electrochemical receiver transceivers.
Yeah, well, they're just trying to give us a synthetic God. And what was in the news recently about the rescue of the pilots? I don't know.
That heart murmur thing.
Yeah, the ghost murmur. And
that was, by the way, you didn't tell me that to get that. That was a question for you.
Correct. So they're using geomagnetic type technologies, and it just so happens that Rafe, our whistleblower, MI6 whistleblower, that is his specialty. That is his background.
You told me this a month ago. They've implanted him with stuff. They're not just reading their heart murmur from a satellite by accident. They are receivers. They've been injected. This colonel was injected.
Correct. Yeah, he was forced to take on this.
What you find with these high-tech devices, that it's the military, the higher you go up, the more you're implanted.
Correct. And I think he was a GS-14 level, so lieutenant colonel.
Lieutenant colonel, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, lieutenant colonel.
Weapons officer. Sure.
Yeah. So Oxford educated, PhD in chemistry, just a brilliant, I think, hero to humanity. He saw me out there releasing this information, and he says, you were the first one who did this in a way that was spot on. And he goes, and this is why I'm reaching out to you. And I'd like to come out and tell the truth, so I can't stand by and see what's happening.
So we're going to talk about the moment. I forgot, ahead of this interview yesterday, I sent it to you. It's on the list today. I have a 2000 clip of a guy explaining all the nanotech in the shots and reading documents that I'd seen before. But this has been out for a while. It's just getting worse. Maybe you guys found that clip from yesterday on yesterday's list. Keep going.
Yeah. So, you know, we have a clip of him. So our audience that's watching today's show, and it's really important.
This is exclusive right now. Tell them who he is.
Exclusive. Ralph is, like I said, he's a Oxford educated PhD in chemistry. He's also been an asset for MI6, and he's been in the Middle East. He headed platoons in Somalia.
And Yemen.
And Yemen, yes. And he's the real deal. We verified all of his documents. Edward and I had the opportunity to go to the UK and interview him for approximately 2 days with 4 hours total of footage. And Alex, you asked that we disclose this for the first time on your platform if I was going to disclose it.
I remember before you went, you told me about it.
Yeah, I prayed about it, and this is why we're here today.
Wow, and I didn't mean to interrupt you with the Melania thing, but how huge was that?
Yeah.
So again, what's this first clip?
It's an introduction into who Rafe is. So it just shows you his background, shows you, again, his credentials, because he's not just some random figure that's come forward that's crazy. No, this is someone that...
This is clip one?
This is clip two.
Clip two, MI6 whistleblower. Here it is.
My name is Rafe Hassel. I'm a British citizen. After graduating from Oxford University with a degree in chemistry, I went abroad for about 12 to 13 years. A decade of that time was spent in the Middle East, East Africa, and to an extent, Asia. During that time, I worked for a number of organizations, ranging from the US Department of State as a contractor, commercial security companies, the United Nations Development Programme, post-conflict and conflict environments. My civil service grade in Iraq was GS-14. At the beginning of 2016, I was coerced into becoming an intelligence asset here in the United Kingdom. In late 2016, I was involved very heavily in an intelligence-led operation here in London, which lasted until mid-2018. That process ended, and I was in a dreadful state. The work, in inverted commas, that I've been doing involved a lot of technology that became known as related to Havana syndrome. It took me years to recover, but I was fortunate enough to do so, and I'm fortunate that I didn't die. I had an enormous range of health problems after this, and including stage 3 bowel cancer, so I had to have half my bowel removed. I went through chemotherapy. I lost hair. I had huge skin problems at the end of 2018. I could barely see.
And that clip just came out. You have some clips we haven't seen yet. But yeah, this is why they're so pissed. And I've seen you with soldiers right in front of the scanners. More special ops they are, the more that lights up. And again, it's not classic chips, folks. It's nanotech. So tell us about the next clip we're about to play that hadn't been seen yet.
Yeah, so the next clip is how he discloses they impose this system on him. And he calls it multifaceted. And I want the audience to pay close attention. And when he says multifaceted...
Binary, it's mixing.
Correct. You can do different types of technologies and inflict communication systems synthetically with human-to-human, brain-to-brain. You can also turn it into a torture mechanism. And you can turn it into a lethal device.
Because it's a plug. It's an access point.
Correct.
Like anybody knows, off an internet port, you can do whatever you want with it. You can blow a computer up or send it information.
Correct.
Or download everything. Exactly. Or fry it.
Exactly. That's exactly what they do. As you know...
And that's what COVID was going from beta to full rollout to give us all the plugs.
Exactly. So that's what was in the...
So like you said, 10 years ago, almost nobody had this. Now it's almost everybody.
Correct. All of this nanotech, this silicon-based materials we're finding in everyone. Prior to the COVID event, it was very rare that I found someone who did not have symptoms show up anything. They were always negative. Now, everyone that I'm encountering is coming up positive for at least some type of silicon-based semiconductor.
Because they're putting in everything. Here's the clip.
Yes.
they wanted me to use the system for communications. It can provide a digital signal of your internal monologue. I think it is completely fair to describe this technology as a means of synthetic telepathy. I was a previous generation of technology, so in my case, it is a dental implant of which I can provide you the notes of its installation. It is described as a form of prosthetic, I think is the word, dental implant, and which I had absolutely no need for. And in fact, the x-rays show that it is an weird shaped object that is in my upper right.
And as you said before, this is him getting pre-medic, but previously low-tech version.
This is a low-tech version. But
hey, pause real quick. Sorry, back it up 10 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is the low-tech version. That tooth is just old hag.
They don't need chips anymore. What started about 50, now it's just liquid nanotech.
Correct. Liquid nanolipids is what we're referring to. So he actually, when we scanned him, he actually comes up positive on the left TMJ.
Like I said.
100%. So that's why they told him, you can go ahead and take that out. It's not going to make a difference. So they were chastising him.
So they crammed it up in the
correct into up in the jaw. TMJ area. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is in CIA documents where they put it from the 60s.
I did not know that.
I dug these up. I've been researching. Let's finish the clip. Here it is.
That was, I understand, the basis of the ability to do this. I mean, the ability is enabled by the technology. I have absolutely no telepathic abilities of my own. I mean, that's simply not the case. But that is that synthetic aspect that is enabled by that, by the dental implant.
If they have the 5G.
That said, in recent years, it has been made known to me that, you know, doesn't matter if you get rid of it. It was also made clear to me that there are non-toxic substances that can be ingested that increase your ability to act as an electrode, essentially.
Because our DNA is already transceiver. We already are.
The quality factor of transmission or whatever it may be.
Antennae.
Correct. But you need these amplifiers in you. And that's what they've been doing with that.
And that's why they want a little 5G and stuff. Because when I read it, or satellites higher up, they need you in the grid, though.
The correct. Global brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole matrix.
Which is the intergalactic communication system. Have you seen the DARPA documents?
Oh, yeah. We read those. And I think it's what they're basing.
It's called intergalactic communication system. All right. We're going to be right back with hour number three, straight ahead. Hour number four, actually. Good Lord. Time is flying here. Mike, we got to have you guys back tomorrow. Stay with us. I'm very pleased to announce two new great products at thealexstrumstore.com that will 100% work and deliver you energy, clarity, and also, when you want to relax, great calm, rest, and sleep. Now, a lot of our products are very complex, game-changing, cutting-edge, you name it. But there's a lot of things that are very simple and proven that are still the best. Now, we have several other great energy formulas at thealexstrumstore.com. They're more complex. But Ultimate Energy is very, very simple. And this is one of the most popular, long-running energy combinations on the market at Whole Foods, everywhere else, because it really works. It's Ultimate Energy, thealexstrumstore.com. Very strong dose of wide-spectrum, organic, time-released caffeine with a big dose of high-quality L-theanine that gives you focus and clarity but relaxes you. So with the caffeine, it's very, very smooth without the letdown, lasts up to 10 hours. That's Ultimate Energy. But when you're ready to relax, Ultimate Chill. A strong dose of high-quality ashwagandha root, known for thousands of years, give people rest, clarity, focus. Doesn't make you tired, just makes you relax, kind of a zen focus. And then on top of that, a big dose of L-theanine that also gives you calm, clear focus. Great rest, great relaxation, great dreams. It's so good for your immune system, your entire body. So some days when I've been working from 5 a.m. to, say, 10 p.m., and I've been, you know, jacked up on our great supplements and you name it, I will go to this formula, Ultimate Chill. That's why I actually came to Big League and said, hey, I'm already using a brand from Whole Foods. This is what's in it. Make it a little bit stronger. So this is a formula I've been using for years to relax. If I'm having trouble being able to kind of ease into non-work mode, and this is how I do it. Simple, proven ingredients that work in a high-quality fusion. Now available at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.